It may not be that simple, Robin was saying. Your father has spent a considerable amount of time looking for this treasure, Aunt Jane said. She seemed to understand Matt's annoyance and impatience, and he imagined she was sharing it. We can't expect to find it quickly or easily, she said. Then we should get started, surely. What's the problem? Venture tapped his fingertips rapidly against the top of the desk. Door, he said to Robin. Windows. I want to be certain there's no hint of a draft. The girl nodded without comment. She walked briskly over to the door and closed it. Then she checked the windows were shut and sat down again. Matt watched her, feeling uneasy and confused. The problem is, Venture said once Robin was again seated, that either Harper was lying to us, or your father lied to him. Either way, it's a warning that all is not what it seems. How do you know? Matt asked. What makes you think he was lying? It was Aunt Jane who answered. Because your father never went to Robin's christening, she said. And he never knew... She broke off. Harper wouldn't make that up. So Arnie told him that for a reason. So that he'd repeat it to us, Robin said. It's a message of some sort. Indeed it is, Venture agreed. He always did like cryptic messages and coded clues. So what's it mean? Matt asked. Maybe nothing, Venture replied. Maybe it's simply a warning. To be on our guard. That there's something wrong. Like we didn't know that already, Matt retorted. But his mind was working furiously, looking for some clue, anything they'd listen to and act upon. Perhaps it's something to do with the message he left me, he murmured, though he couldn't see what the connection might be. He thought he'd said it quietly, too quietly for anyone else to pick up, but Robin had heard. What message, Matt? He'd left me a message on a website, Matt explained. Like when I was a kid, he'd leave me clues, like a treasure hunt, he added, and immediately laughed at the irony of that. Anyway, the message just said he was in trouble and to go to Aunt Jane's, that she could help, and... He hesitated. You never mentioned anything about this, Aunt Jane said. You should have told me. Matt shrugged. I didn't know what to tell you. I wasn't really sure I'd understood, or what I could do. I didn't want to worry you. You know what Dad's like. And? Venture prompted. And I think he was telling me to come and see you, Matt said to Venture. Telling me you could help. Just as he told Harper, Robin said. He's making sure we get involved. But involved in what? Matt wondered. We may be embarking on a dangerous journey. Against forces we do not yet know or understand, Venture said. And we must tread carefully. He got up and went over to the window. He stood with his back to them, looking out across the lawn, watching the wind stirring the trees and playing with the fallen leaves.